you will hear a talk about famous writer Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. For items 1-10, complete the sentences with a word or a short phrase. You will hear the conversation twice. You have 45 seconds to look through the test.
Today, I'd like to tell you a little about one of my favourite authors. He has a special place in my heart because the first book I ever read that didn't have pictures in was one of his. I was 9 years old when I was captivated by the book The Lost World, which is an exciting adventure story set in South America. However, the writer is famous to most of us for a different type of book completely, detective stories. And I'm sure you all know about them. Is the name Sherlock Holmes familiar to you? Of course it is. Holmes is undoubtedly one of the most famous fictional detectives there has ever been. Since the first mystery, A Study in Scarlet, was published in 1887, the stories of Sherlock Holmes have both delighted readers and inspired many crime writers. Even popular writers today in the 21st century say how much Sherlock Holmes and his methods of investigating have influenced their own writing. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, whose parents were Irish, was born in Scotland, but spent most of his life in the southeast of England. He was trained as a doctor, but turned to writing when his medical practice failed to do very well. He said that the main inspiration for his writing was his mother. She had an amazing ability to tell stories. Doyle also loved the mysteries of the American writer Edgar Allan Poe, and some people compare Holmes with Poe's French detective Dupin. The success of his first few stories encouraged Doyle to continue writing, and by the time he died in 1930, he had written 56 short stories and 4 novels about the famous detective. However, his writing was not restricted to stories about his most famous character. Doyle also wrote over 115 short stories which did not include Sherlock. As well as reading about him, we can also see Sherlock Holmes in many films and TV series. Recently, an even newer audience has had the chance to follow his adventures in 2 new cinema adaptations. There have also been new TV series that bring the stories up to date in the 21st century. Their adventures are based on the real stories, but they live and work in modern-day cities. Although the Sherlock Holmes stories were very successful, Conan Doyle's real love was history, and he wanted to be known as a serious writer of historical fiction. He killed his famous detective in the story The Final Problem, but his readers complained, and eventually he brought Sherlock back 10 years later in The Adventure of the Empty House, with an explanation about why he hadn't really died. Conan Doyle was interested in real-life mysteries too. He was a member of the Ghost Club, which was an organisation that investigated reports of strange sights or sounds that couldn't be explained. He believed that it was possible to contact and speak to dead people, and in 1920 he published an article with a photograph of a young child in a garden with fairies. However, many years later, the child in the photo admitted that it was all a big trick. Doyle died in 1930 after a heart attack at the age of 71. He was first buried in the rose garden of his home. Later, however, his body was moved to a churchyard in the New Forest. His greatest creation was Sherlock Holmes, and I am convinced that the detective will continue to excite audiences for many years to come. Today, I'd like to tell you a little about one of my favourite authors. He has a special place in my heart because the first book I ever read that didn't have pictures in was one of his. I was 9 years old when I was captivated by the book The Lost World, which is an exciting adventure story set in South America. However, the writer is famous to most of us for a different type of book completely, detective stories. And I'm sure you all know about them. Is the name Sherlock Holmes familiar to you? Of course it is. Holmes is undoubtedly one of the most famous fictional detectives there has ever been. Since the first mystery, A Study in Scarlet, was published in 1887, the stories of Sherlock Holmes have both delighted readers and inspired many crime writers. Even popular writers today in the 21st century say how much Sherlock Holmes and his methods of investigating have influenced their own writing. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, whose parents were Irish, was born in Scotland, but spent most of his life in the southeast of England. He was trained as a doctor, but turned to writing when his medical practice failed to do very well. He said that the main inspiration for his writing was his mother. She had an amazing ability to tell stories. Doyle also loved the mysteries of the American writer Edgar Allan Poe, and some people compare Holmes with Poe's French detective Dupin. The success of his first few stories encouraged Doyle to continue writing, and by the time he died in 1930, he had written 56 short stories and 4 novels about the famous detective. However, his writing was not restricted to stories about his most famous character. Doyle also wrote over 115 short stories which did not include Sherlock. As well as reading about him, we can also see Sherlock Holmes in many films and TV series. Recently, an even newer audience has had the chance to follow his adventures in 2 new cinema adaptations. There have also been new TV series that bring the stories up to date in the 21st century. Their adventures are based on the real stories, but they live and work in modern-day cities. Although the Sherlock Holmes stories were very successful, Conan Doyle's real love was history, and he wanted to be known as a serious writer of historical fiction. He killed his famous detective in the story The Final Problem, but his readers complained, and eventually he brought Sherlock back 10 years later in The Adventure of the Empty House, with an explanation about why he hadn't really died. Conan Doyle was interested in real-life mysteries too. He was a member of the Ghost Club, which was an organisation that investigated reports of strange sights or sounds that couldn't be explained. He believed that it was possible to contact and speak to dead people, and in 1920, he published an article with a photograph of a young child in a garden with fairies. However, many years later, the child in the photo admitted that it was all a big trick. Doyle died in 1930 after a heart attack at the age of 71. He was first buried in the rose garden of his home. Later, however, his body was moved to a churchyard in the New Forest. His greatest creation was Sherlock Holmes, and I am convinced that the detective will continue to excite audiences for many years to come.
That is the end of listening.